With California Ag Today, I'm Tim Hammerich. Yesterday, we reported on the success of controlling the glassy-winged sharpshooter, and in turn Pierce's disease over the past couple of decades. Craig Haynes is the statewide coordinator for the CDFA's Pierce's disease control program. He says there's still more work to be done.
The area-wide programs, which are basically programs where we are doing vector management of the glass-winged sharpshooter, trapping citrus and grapes in the southern San Joaquin Valley, in particular Kern, Tulare, Fresno, and then into Madera County a little bit as well, although Kern and Tulare are the primary focused counties. Starting last year, we certainly had an increased number of sharpshooters found in these areas. So I know that that's certainly something that is a challenge, if you will, right now, probably one of the bigger challenges on the program side.
Haynes said that collaboration has been the key to success so far, and he sees that continuing.
We continue just to be a very cooperative program, and by working together, I know I mentioned the high area-wide counts that happened last year. I know, obviously, in response to that, of course, we want to go ahead and make adjustments working together to basically respond accordingly. We're a mature program, if you will. It certainly doesn't mean other variables don't change over time, and we continue to work together for a prosperous program.
Contact information for the Pierce's Disease Control Program can be found on the CDFA website. This is Tim Hammerich with your California Ag Today report. For more information or for previous reports, visit www.aginfo.net.